I'm Michelle Martin. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Just ahead, the latest news and happenings out of South Africa and Sudan. But first, we want to bring you an update on a story we've been following. The Georgia Supreme Court will hear an appeal tomorrow on behalf of Gennaro Wilson. He's the former high school student who was sentenced to 10 years in prison after having consensual oral sex with a girl just 2 years his junior at a New Year's Eve party. She was 15 years old. Since then, the law used to convict him has been changed to lessen the penalties in cases like his, and many supporters around the country have rallied Georgia lawmakers for his release. Joining us with an update is Jeremy Redman. He is a reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and he has been closely following the story. He's speaking to us by phone from Richmond, Virginia. Welcome, Jeremy.
My pleasure.
This case has had so many twists and turns. One judge said that Gennaro Wilson should be released with time served. Another judge said that that exceeded the court's authority. Then the bond hearing scheduled for July 5th, but that was canceled because another judge said the court has no authority to grant bond. So what's happening now?
The latest is the case is before the Georgia Supreme Court. It's an appeal that the Attorney General in Georgia has filed with the Supreme Court appealing a Monroe County judge's decision to essentially throw out Wilson's prison sentence and reduce his conviction to a misdemeanor and free him from prison, basically.
So what could happen during the Georgia Supreme Court hearing tomorrow?
And I don't expect a decision tomorrow. I could be surprised, and you know they could render a quick decision, but earlier the court had delayed hearing this case, and it was not expected to come up till October. And it's really a determination of whether the Monroe County judge acted appropriately within the law when he threw out Wilson's sentence.
It's Thurbert Baker, right? The Georgia Attorney General?
Yes.
Thurbert Baker's contention that the judge's decision to throw out the sentence because the law has changed would set a precedent in other cases, because it was my understanding that the change in the law was fairly narrowly tailored to address the fact that there was a narrow difference in age and that the sentence was so harsh in part because of an anomaly in the law that punished oral sex more severely than intercourse. And I think the argument was that the law was designed to address adult pedophiles as opposed to teenagers engaging in that kind of conduct. So what's the basis of his argument that this would set a terrible precedent?
Former Republican Representative Matt Towery said it was never his intention through this law to punish minors involved in the same act as Wilson and the victim in this case. So the legislature indeed changed the law to make the same act between consenting children a misdemeanor punishable by no more than a year in prison. The situation that Thurbert Baker is looking at is there are approximately 1,300 others that have been convicted of the same crime. I think less than 60 of those were 18 or younger at the time of sentencing. And he's concerned that because the legislature, which is important to note, didn't make the change in the law to a misdemeanor retroactive, in other words, it doesn't apply to Wilson retroactively, Baker is concerned that by the Monroe County judge freeing Wilson from prison and throwing out his felony conviction, that the hundreds of others that are in prison now for the same charge would have some legal precedent to essentially be free as well, and that these cases perhaps are serious in other ways.
All right. Jeremy Redman is a reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He joined us by phone from Richmond, Virginia. Jeremy, thanks again.
Take care.